first, we got to go to Walmart, man.
At the Walmart, someone called up 911 to the Walmart. There's robots running everywhere down at the Walmart.
Yeah, there, I guarantee you there are going to be some 911 calls coming from inside Walmarts here in the next year. People are seeing robots moving around in the Walmart. They are going to be freaked out. They go
that
in there.
Thing was looking at me. I seen it. Its little red eyes was blinking at me, following me around the store like I was doing something wrong.
And that's what they're going to be doing. And you're going to be seeing them at like 2, 3 in the morning. If you go into the Walmart in the middle of the night especially, that's when you're going to see them. And you're going to – so here's what's going on. Walmart – is going to start employing at least 300 stores this year are going to add these robots that will clean the floors. They'll go up and down the aisles all by themselves, and they'll be cleaning the floors. They also have robots that will be unloading trucks and monitoring inventory. So you'll see those, the inventory monitoring robots, going up and down the aisles late at night as well, but at least 300 stores
theft protection probably
are going to be doing this, and eventually they'll have 1,500 stores soon that will have these robots that are going up and down the aisles, scrubbing the floors, checking inventory. Now Walmart says, hey, don't criticize us for, don't think that we're not hiring people anymore, that yeah. we're getting rid of people, because they're saying, Walmart is saying, here's what's going on with us. We're now doing this thing.
We just can't have our employees contaminated by the customers.
They're saying,
so we're getting robots.
We're putting our
workers behind safekeeping.
They're saying we're doing all this online ordering business now, where people can go online and order their groceries, and then we give them the. They said we've had to hire 40,000 workers, additional workers, just to fulfill all these online orders. These people who now work in our online department. So yeah. they shop for you, and then they give you your groceries, that kind of thing. So they said, we're hiring a bunch of people for that. We now want to be able to have these robots.
We're just turning this into a warehouse in here.
We want to now have robots do the cleaning and do the inventory and all that. Okay, so fine. What's the upside? What's the downside of having robots inside Walmart? What do you think? You think overall, do you think this is a good thing or a bad thing, having robots roaming the aisles of the Walmart?
Well, I think the one of the problems that they're going to face is that someone's going to come, I'd like to take this home. I'd like to have one of these right here in my house. You're telling me this thing will sweep the floors all day long while I'm not home?
Yeah, there's going to be a guy.
I'll just take the floor model. I'll just walk right out here. Right, how much you want for it?
He's going to grab one of these robots. They're like
wrestle it.
They're like 6-8 feet tall. These robots, he's going to grab it, and he's going to take it to the checkout counter.
This is like living in the Jetsons, right here. We's going to make a corner for him right there by the kitchen.
So there are going to be misunderstandings. Do you think they should have signs on the door that say,
do not leave the store with a robot?
You can't. Well, or warning people that there will be robot, and they might have a robot encounter.
Yeah.
Do you think they should do that?
The robot would be, it could come up and like do that where it like scans somebody real quick and can tell like if they're naked or if there's something weird going on there. And then they know not to involve the humans, that's a robot call.
What do you mean?
Well, that's a call a robot deals with. You know, you don't call in the humans for that.
For what?
Well, if just whatever the situation happens to be in the aisles of Walmart. Somebody's getting naked. Somebody's doing something.
Oh, they can send a robot in if there's somebody misbehaving.
That's right.
And if there's a couple getting it on, and they can just send a robot in there to deal with it.
What's bathrooms?
Well, that is probably what.
Come on, man.
You know what? That is, in fairness to all Walmart employees, that is how all bathroom stuff should be handled by a robot first. You send a robot
start
in for
there
before you have the cleanup crew
in
go
the
in.
Aisles.
Before you have the cleanup crew go into the Walmart bathroom, send that robot in first. Make sure everything's
like that, like the
bomb,
the Navy Roomba or whatever that just goes in and.
Yes.
The bionic Roomba.
Send your Walmart robot in first. Make sure the coast is clear in the bathroom, and then you can have the person come in and with the bucket and clean it up, or just have the robot clean it up. Mm-hmm. You're having the robots clean the aisles. You can have sweeping the aisles. You can have the robot go in and clean the Walmart bathrooms. I think this is okay. I think this is all right. I think there's going to be a lot of 911 calls initially. I think we are probably only weeks away from our first robot stealing. That'll go on. Although I don't know what you're going to do with your Walmart robot once you get it home.
Yeah. Then there's the robots that patrol the parking lot too. You know, people in their cars doing whatever. It seems like there's always something happening in the Walmart parking lot.
There's a lot of bad things.
So you got to have the outside ones
that go in. Yeah. The outside Walmart robot as well. But
the eye in the sky.
But you go into some of those Walmarts, like those super Walmarts. They have like every inch, and you can see your car and everything. They have like every inch of that parking lot under surveillance. So you can see it kind of at all times. So don't be surprised if you get to your Walmart here by the end of the year and you just see robots going up and down the aisle. Those aren't for you. Those are, you can't take them home.
Not yet.
They're where eventually you'll get your own Walmart robot.